Were there any things that stood out to you guys, Josh, whether it be prepping the message or delivering the message, or Isaiah in regards to listening to the message? For me, something that stood out was just being in these past two chapters in Luke 4 and Luke 5. It's like God's, like Jesus' steadfast love and kindness to the Pharisees. Because, I mean, you see the situation in regards to the leper. You see the situation with the tax collector and how they respond. And yet Jesus is still around and is like, hey, Pharisees, you guys, obviously you're mad at me, but I'm trying to show you something. Listen, be aware. And it's just like, wow, that's super kind. Because I I know in my life and relationships, it's like, oh, you don't get it the first time. Oh, well, live and learn. You can get back to me when you do figure it out, type of thing, and be hard in that way. And so God's steadfast love in seeing that was something that stood out to me.
Mm-hmm. And this is an important insight, too, because sometimes when you're starting to get God's grace, one blind spot that you can get is you can become self-righteous towards the self-righteous. Mm-hmm. And so you're like this grace guy. You love grace. You think, and yet somebody that's a little bit, you feel like into the rules or a little rigid, you're so hard on them, you know, like you have no time for them. And it's just kind of ironic that you are actually being self-righteous yourself about how good you are about grace. And so Jesus definitely came after the Pharisees. I mean, and he's going to get more intense as we go throughout the Gospel of Luke. But he had dinners with them too, right. You know, later on. Right. And he was actually being gracious in trying to expose what they were missing.
Right.
So hopefully we can be the kind of people that reach out the way Jesus reached out.
Yeah, I think that what stood out to me the most was just, I don't know, that danger. And I think it's one of the main points of the sermon. So that's probably a good thing, right? Mm. But the danger of focusing on the ritual when Jesus is here, right?
Right.
And so that is pretty sobering because it really is so funny. Discipline is valuable, you know, and having good habits is valuable. And having that time when you know in the day you're going to talk to the Lord and listen to him from his word, that is valuable. And yet when the ritual becomes the thing, it gets weird.
Yeah.
And so how can we remember Jesus is here? So I was just reflecting on that post-message question that Joshua asked about line up all the wonderful things that God has done for you in his grace in Christ Jesus, and what is like the rational way to respond to that.
Mm.
And you don't say, oh, wow, I really should put up a system of doing good things,
right?
Right? It's just so much more heartfelt. Now, that doesn't mean that we still live in this flesh, and we still have to fight, and we still need to cultivate good habits, but focus on Jesus. I don't often say it's a relationship and not a religion. I don't like that at all. This is kind of a neat example of like, but we have communion with Christ, and so wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that stands out to me that I wish I had said louder, so I'll say it louder now.
You get to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that we're kind of on the Pharisees for fasting when Jesus is there, right? Because
mm-hmm.
they're missing that the bridegroom is there. And they're missing the point. They're so focused on the ritual that they miss the point. But flip it now. Like, Jesus has... We're living in a time of groaning, actually.
Mm.
If we think about what time are we in?
Right.
We're in a time of groaning. This is a time of fasting. Like, and so fasting, even in the Bible, is connected to mourning. So what happens when you go... to a funeral of someone you really love, you don't even think about eating. You lose your appetite. And so fasting is not just so much like something you do to make something happen, like some rigid
right.
thing. It's more an expression of, I am so consumed with something that I can't eat right now.
Mm.
And so I've struck later just to think, it's so easy for us to be like, how come the Pharisees didn't know the moment they were living in? Like, Jesus is there. But I wonder if sometimes we don't know the moment that we're living in, because we're feasting, a lot of us, and expecting to feast all the time. We're expecting to celebrate all the time. And where is the just kind of longing for the return of Christ, and where is the groaning that we're just so consumed with your kingdom come that we don't think about eating. I think that sometimes we're a little delusional and we've neglected that.
So just for the record, Will was the one who brought up burgers.
Yeah, we're not fasting after this.
Well, talking about habits.
I kind of don't want to leave that, though, because what Pastor Joshua just said was just so cool.
Yeah,
I mean, like, that is, I don't have anything to say, but that it really is, it's sobering and wonderful.
So I think
we have Christ, and it's wonderful, and our hearts overflow, and we feast.
There's a time to celebrate,
But yet we are longing,
and
heartbroken, and I mean, so like it's crazy. The Pharisees fasted, I think on Monday and Thursday, right, to bring in God's kingdom. We know the King. We know He loved us and gave Himself for us. And we know we can't bring in His kingdom by fasting. But what about just that natural overflow of yearning?
Yeah, that's what, where's the yearning? I think we need to work on giving thanks more, for sure. Mm. But we also need to work on lamenting. We live like in the middle, not that thankful. Not that mourning about.
Yeah.
We just kind of live in this bad middle. So, like, we should be a lot more joyful and grateful than we are. But where is the real mourning? Not just over, like, I don't have the job I want, or I'm not able to buy a house or something like that. But like the mourning and groaning over, like, sickness, people dying, abuse. Some of this
school
abuse.
Shootings,
this is not the way it should be. We need to lament, and it needs to actually, get to the point where we're not just penciling in our calendar, but we are so taken up with the cause of Christ that sometimes we feel it's appropriate not to eat.
Yeah. It is really interesting how consumerism is like exactly the opposite of those two things, right? Then buy again, then buy again.
Buy some more.
Right, you just keep yourself going,
right.
And so that way you don't have to mourn,